last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by that you're not the type. They don't know what I know, how some things just don't show through tailored tweets. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 99 in office for President Trump. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his 100-day approval rating at 39%, the lowest at this point of any president in 80 years. A core concern? The economy, says ABC's Selena Wang.
Trump's promises to boost the economy and lower prices were key to his election victory. But 72% now say they think it's very or somewhat likely that Trump's economic policies will cause a recession. 73% say the economy is in bad shape, and more than half say it's gotten worse since Trump took office.
One person was killed after a large boat crashed into a ferry with 45 people on board off Florida's Gulf Coast in Clearwater. 30-year-old man facing murder charges for driving a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival in Vancouver Saturday. 11 people were killed. Today, Canada votes to choose its next prime minister. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower, May down 2 to 1830, June down 8 to 1709, July down 4 to 1762, August down 5 at 1806. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels were up 1.5 to 170.5. 40-pound blocks were steady at 170, 3 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.5 to 228, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118 and 3/4, no trades. Dry whey down 0.5 to 50.5, 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mixed on the day as the trade was impatiently waiting for the cash cattle trade to develop on Friday. And while some cash cattle did trade it, the market was running very thin, and that did provide some pressure to the markets, but the box beef prices were higher, that helping to support contracts. Meanwhile, triple-digit gains in the feeder cattle market. Again, some higher cash markets, and really that strong demand in the countryside for feeder cattle continued to support feeder cattle markets. Meanwhile, hog markets, they were mostly higher as the pork cutout values moved up higher, and that helped to support the markets. The lean hog index was up 27 cents on the day. Again, that providing some support. April live cattle up 75 cents to 214.25. May feeder cattle up $1.45 to 290.52. May hogs up 85 cents to 92.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mixed, soybean mixed, and wheat markets slightly higher. Very quiet day on Friday as there was a lack of any fresher news to move the market sharply one way or the other. Even the weather forecast kind of mixed for the grains. New crop corn down 3/4 to 455 and 3/4. New crop beans down 0.5 to 1035. May wheat up 3/4 to 530. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 431, May 434, June 434, new crop 396. Cash beans 970, May 975, June 974, new crop 945. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and May corn 444 and 3/4, June 447 and a half, new crop 405 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 439, May 449, June 454, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 428, new crop 405, cash beans 969, new crop 960. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 434, new crop 406, cash beans 970, new crop 950. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 449, May 451, June 456, new crop 416, cash beans 1012, May 1014, June 1022, and new crop 977. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 424, May 426, new crop 399, cash beans 974, May 978, new crop 963. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 188 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 172 to 191, market cows 120 to 142, bulls 142 to 180, calves 300 to 1240, beef steers 240 to 475, Holstein steers 187 to 375. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 250 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes and rams 105 and down, goat markets at Equity, does 260 and down, bucks 190 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax. and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, even tornadoes possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight and be prepared. Know your safe place. Our high today, right around 77. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Made a list and laid it down. What I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at 2:45. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, a miracle. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches
me. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Exile, and She's a Miracle. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s, thunderstorms across the region this morning as well. Today is going to be a weather alert day, frankly, as we are still under some pretty high risks of severe weather throughout the day today. And we'll have more with our ag weather forecasts. We'll keep you up to date as well throughout the entire day and into this evening as well on the weather. If we have any severe weather as well to pass along, we will keep you up to date on that. We have staff meteorologist Corey Hartman ready to go. Also staff meteorologist Mace Michaels as well is ready to go. They'll both be keeping us updated as well. In fact, Corey Hartman also does severe weather chasing, and he probably is going to be in our area, or at least in western Wisconsin as well, here for the next 24 hours, to say the least. And so please be careful, get ready, make sure that your cell phones are fully charged. Also, have that battery-operated radio as well. And, just keep an eye to the sky here throughout the day today. But again, we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers, all it takes is one good idea. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Sometimes all you need to get started is one good idea. That's the theory behind the One Good Idea program. Jenny Seifert, Watershed Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin Extension, talks about the program.
The way to think about it is an online platform for farmer-to-farmer learning about conservation practice adoption. So when I mean conservation practices, I mean anything from cover crops to no-till to, you know, efficient irrigation to nutrient management, sort of the gamut of conservation practices that farmers can do on their operations to improve their soil and their land and hopefully eventually their bottom line as well.
She talks about how farmers can share their ideas through the One Good Idea program.
There are a few ways that One Good Idea facilitates this farmer-to-farmer learning. The main way is it's a clearinghouse of videos and podcasts that are featuring farmers sharing their experiences implementing these practices. So, you know, what they did, what results they got, etc. And the reason that it's important that this Farmer to Farmer Learning platform exists is that, and we know from research that farmers learn best from each other. They really like to see what other farmers are doing on their operations, what results they're getting. And so this platform is really a way for farmers to see how other farmers are implementing these practices that can hopefully help improve their soil health and water quality for their communities.
CFER talks about what farmers will find on the One Good Idea website.
The vast majority of these podcasts and videos are all crowdsourced. So they're produced by farmers themselves or by organizations that work with farmers, et cetera. Yes. So some of them, it's just farmers experimenting with what's working on their operation. And then in other cases, it's farmers working directly with Extension, with their county, if they're in a different state, with their soil and water conservation district. So the variety of organizations that might be supporting farmers in implementing these solutions.
There are a variety of projects featured on the site.
Well, there's a lot on cover crops, and I know cover crops are becoming increasingly popular. And so if a farmer is interested in trying out cover crops on their operation, I definitely recommend checking out what the videos that are there. Speaking of farmers from Wisconsin are aware of the producer-led watershed group program in Wisconsin, which there's over 40 of these groups across Wisconsin. They're farmer-led groups that are really working to improve water quality through practices. One batch of videos that I want to call out in particular, we just recently completed a mini grant program for farmers across the Mississippi River Basin. So that's basically the upper and lower Midwest and sort of down into the Mid-South as well. And what this program was all about was providing funding to or awarding funding to teams of farmers and farm advisors to install what are called edge of field practices. And they're meant to help reduce erosion, reduce nutrient loss.
For more information on the One Good Idea program, visit goodideafarm.org. That's goodideafarm.org. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, even tornadoes possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight and be prepared. Know your safe place. Our high today, right around 77. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look. Of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look.
Stranger, but I don't like her. She may be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Leanne Womack, and I'll think of a reason later, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Very active weather across the region this morning, and that's going to continue today and into tonight. So please keep an eye to the sky as well. And currently, we have temperatures in the mid-50s. Coming up next hour, we're going to have our NAFB colleague, Dennis Guy, in. And he is an NAFB colleague that is a farm broadcaster in Canada. And of course, it's great to have Dennis on. He kind of gives us the perspective of things going on in Canada. And well, this morning, he's going to have in our newsmaker segment, oil exports from Canada. The Canadians are starting to send more oil to China than the U.S. Dennis is going to have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. For more than 140 years, if you wanted to trade futures contracts for spring wheat, you did it at the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, now called the MIAX Futures Exchange. But as of last week, the CME Group now offers its own spring wheat contract, and the battle for volume is on. I'll have more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres with Nutrien Ag Solutions, I spoke with crop consultant Tyler Morgan about how early planting is shaping up in southern Minnesota.
Pretty minimal up here right now. We had a little window about a week ago there that some guys got started just to get planters going and make sure everything working bugs out and stuff like that. But now we're kind of sitting and waiting on the weather. It seems like we're a day away, and then they put some rain in the forecast every time. So looking good next week, though.
Tyler, how should farmers be utilizing this downtime between the rains?
Just going through the preseason checklist again, you know, make sure we got seed in the warehouse, kind of look over your plan for placement and planting orders and stuff like that. If you're doing your own spraying, get your chem in your shed and ready to go. And then just going through the monitors, making sure your planting racks or anything else on the tech side is ready to go and making sure you're ready to roll when it finally breaks loose here.
Tyler Morgan, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thanks so much for filling us in on the agronomy for your acres this week.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
And folks, you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, the CME Group has officially entered the spring wheat market with its new hard red spring wheat futures and options positions, which began trading on April 14th. Now, this new move allows traders to manage price risk for all major U.S. wheat classes, soft red winter, hard red winter, and now hard red spring, all on a single platform with unified clearing. The new CME contract is different from the long-standing MIAX, or formerly Minneapolis Grain Exchange contract, in several key ways. The biggest, the CME contract includes a falling number specification, a measure of wheat quality affecting baking performance, which the MIAX contract does not. Additionally, the CME contract allows for higher vomitoxin levels, up to 3 parts per million with a discount, whereas the MIAX contract caps deliverable wheat at 2 parts per million of vomitoxin. Now, these differences have sparked discussions among traders and industry analysts. Some see the CME's offering is more aligned with milling needs, while others express concern about potential market fragmentation. Ed Usett, a grain economist with the University of Minnesota, said, quote, "You're not going to have two of the same contracts competing. One will win out." Now, this competition is further intensified by MIAX's plan to migrate its spring wheat futures contract from the CME's Globex platform to its own system by June 29th. This transition could influence traders' preferences, especially those who value the ability to trade spreads across different wheat classes. In the end, the success of either of these spring wheat contracts will depend on market adoption. As Frayne Olson, an agricultural economist at North Dakota State University, says, quote, "If you don't have the trading volumes, the liquidity to get into and out of positions, the contract is going to fail. And that is going to be driven by the speculator." I'll have more on these changes to the wheat industry when we come back.
As important as the pool of traits and genetics is to the farmer, seed supplier is just as important. Brunner Seed is locally grown under the same weather conditions as your farms. Brunner Seed is committed to providing a quality seed at a fair price with a variety of corn and soybean products to choose from, as well as alfalfa and pasture mixes. Brunner Seed has the genetics and traits best suited for your farm. To find a dealer near you, call Brunner Seed at 715-672-5887. Brunner Seed
Incorporated, family-owned and operated, Highway 10, Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
So far, grain market analysts have been disappointed with the usage of the new CME Group's hard red spring wheat contract. During its first week, 100 contracts changed hands, compared to nearly 100,000 on the MIAX exchange. Whether or not the CME can drive greater adoption of its new contract remains to be seen. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I just got tired of that same old job. Tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico. Mexico.
Maybe just a little while.
have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Let me tell you about a song that I feel explains itself. It's called Daddy Frank, the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just to camp along the highway. Pick a bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and Mama needed someone she could lean on. And I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music. She read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means.
With the news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will not require poultry companies to limit salmonella bacteria in their products, halting a Biden administration effort to prevent food poisoning from contaminated meat. The department last week said it would withdraw a rule proposed in August after 3 years of development. Officials with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service cited feedback from more than 7,000 public comments and said they would, quote, evaluate whether it should update, unquote, current salmonella regulations. U.S. sales of certified organic products accelerated in 2024 with an annual growth rate of 5.2%. That's more than double that of the overall marketplace, which grew at 2.5% in the same period. Dollar sales for organic also reached a new high of $71.6 billion in 2024. That, according to the 2025 Organic Market Report released by the Organic Trade Association. America urgently needs immigration reform to support U.S. farmers. That, according to Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford. Farmers want to support President Trump's economic agenda, but there is, quote, real concern, unquote, over possible labor shortages and lost profits. What needs to be recognized is the necessity that farmers have labor available, Ford said. Immigration reform broadly is critical. Farmers invest in the country, adding that the industry is overrepresented in the military. At the same time, there's real concern. The first thing they talk to me about is labor immigration and the lack of available labor on their farms, she said. Immigrants make up roughly half of America's farm laborers, said Ford, who chairs the Business Roundtable's Immigration Committee. Commodity prices have slid in recent years, and many farmers are not turning a profit. And with the tariffs now threatening exports, Ford says she's most worried about 2026 and how duties will reshape the trade landscape. Pepsi CEO Ramon LaGuardia said the snacking giant will accelerate its transition to natural ingredients amid increasing consumer demand and pressure from the White House to remove artificial colors from foods. LaGuardia said during PepsiCo's first quarter earnings call with the analysts on Thursday that the Cheetos and Doritos maker plans to have transitioned all of the portfolio into natural colors, or at least provide the consumer with natural color options in the next few years. Still, he underscored that PepsiCo's chips, puffs, and other snacks are safe, and the company stands by the existing science. Every consumer will have the opportunity to choose what they prefer, he said. The comments came 2 days after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the department wants food companies to voluntarily remove or replace commonly used synthetic colors before the end of 2026. According to the USDA April Cattle on Feed report, the national cattle herd remains smaller year over year, despite efforts to increase inventory. What do the marketing trends in the industry look like? USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher said when it comes to the number of cattle on feed over 150 days, which he pointed out is typically an indicator of how fast cattle are being marketed, that number continues to grow.
It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughter cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals.
Fisher noted the March price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds was up roughly 12% from 2024. He added that the price has been steadily moving up over the past 6 months.
Part of what's driving that price increase is the current fed cattle price, which is very strong. In March, the fed cattle price averaged nearly $208 per hundredweight. This is also a record high price for the five area steers that we track, and it's up 11% from a year ago.
That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, even tornadoes possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight and be prepared. Know your safe place. Our high today, right around 77. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Starting to worry, I was finally getting old.
put me through. So why don't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. And I could still have my favorite part of you. 'Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. 'Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
Feels more